Petra Williams Hill is with us today, as I say, the advertising campaign manager for holidays in Mangere. It's a destination that's bringing thousands into the hood to enjoy the whakawhanangatanga that is the core of the community, the chehuing that is going on there today. Chehu! Te la koe, thanks for joining us, Opito. Kia ora, mate.
Kia ora, Dale. I just put out a message this morning. Now that we've won the semi-finals, everybody go home now and pick up their own rubbish and please have some rest and go to work.
Yeah, fair enough, too. It was a bit of a turn on, eh? Let's reflect on that a bit, too, because hey, everyone's been hailing Tonga's great surge in international standards of performance with rugby league. And Samoa whacked, a serious dealing to by England in their first game. But shivers have really improved, haven't they? You must be pretty proud of the lads.
Oh, look, I think, absolutely. I think in the signs and the demonstrations of support and of future tools all over South Auckland indicates how proud they are. But, hides is the fact that the international sports organisations still are coming to the party to support these boys wholeheartedly. Because oftentimes they are competing at the smell of an oily bag. But you've got some fantastic players right across Tonga, Fiji, Samoa. Even the Cook Islands, I was told this morning, are still celebrating their win over Celtic. So more has to be done at an international level, so that they are resourcing these players to really perform at their best at the international level. Otherwise, the boys are only just being put together, come together, play together, always at the last minute. And what's keeping the excitement and the adrenaline running is pure talent.
Well, let's talk about the pure talent of the pictures I'm looking at your Facebook page today. It seems like a colour-coordinated Labour Party gathering. Everyone seems to be in green suits with pink attire. I don't know, is there some sort of colour thing going on for the delegates the hui across the weekend?
I didn't wonder about the Prime Minister wearing a green suit yesterday when she gave that address, but it was just that was what was in the closet up in Auckland. Everybody else was wearing red, but it was a fantastic conference we had. Many of the Labour Party diehard supporters and delegates from across the country hadn't been to South Auckland, so we hosted a dinner at the Whale Samoa there, and they got to see our boys with their flags in the town centre, and I had to say to them, those are not Ram Raiders. They're out there waiting on the game. But they got to see the Whale Samoa, they got to see a little bit of the history of Mana Whenua supporting the aspirations of the Samoan community wanting a whale as part of the town centre development. And they got to hear about the history that goes back many years, but still very fresh in the minds of the elders, of why Mangere, Otara, Manurewa are tribal labour. And they cannot take that vote for granted. And so I think we got that message loud and clear to our delegates. They really appreciate it. We fleeced them up $100 each on that night to go to our campaign fund.
Well, that's important too, because you're going to need it all. I don't want to talk too much about the polls because they're cyclical in nature, and 5 years into a term, as one of our recent commentators has just mentioned, there's always a dip. But let's just remind our listeners too that there's going to be a hell of a fight on too, and it's going to be down to the wire, and it's going to be literally all guns blazing for next year politically. Can we just touch on a few things around the place? Alcohol reforms by the government, for a start, might give communities like yours, Mangere or mine or Tahu, more of a say in the number of booze shops in our midst. From your perspective, are you pleased with that move?
Well, Kitty Allen's now outlined the intent of the legislation that we were to empower communities, but it never happened in the National Party. And so what this is to give local board representatives to take the lead and make sure that they're able to front up and for the alcohol authority people to recognise the harm that alcohol does. We're not saying that people shouldn't drink alcohol. We're saying that the proliferation of liquor outlets, selling of alcohol in front of our schools, that is something that has to be taken as part of the local alcohol policy. So, you know, I think that's what's important here. And generally speaking, it's what most MPs in that house are supportive of, because, hey, if you're going to make money out of something that causes harm, then we need to put some controls in. And it, the best people to be in control of that are the local communities themselves. And this is about empowering local communities to establish local alcohol policy.
Tēnā koe, and your video has been made on the coroner's court process to help Māori Anta Pasifika whānau. Why is this important from your perspective, please, Opito?
I think as we go through the reforms, so that we're making sure that we're supporting families who have lost loved ones, that video is going to give a great deal of confidence to people about the initial processes of unexpected deaths, of deaths that have suspicious circumstances, and what's involved. But more importantly, it's in English, it's in Māori captions, so that our whānau will have a little bit more information that can help better understand when a coroner is involved in and what's involved as part and parcel of that. More work is happening to try and make sure that we're supporting families and who lose loved ones, and supporting families as they engage with COVID.
Thank you. Also, there's the news on the economy and Pacific employment. But we do note that the Pacifica pay gap in the public service is still just over 17%. So where's the good news here?
Well, the good news is on the overall what you've got is more workers paid a lot more than they were before. If you look back at 2008, the minimum wage is about $12 an hour. It's now $21, $20 an hour. But the gap means that the government, unions, workers all have a role to play to make sure that we don't wait 120 years for that gap to be reduced, that we can do things. And the recommended by the Equal Employment Commissioner was that there's a number of things that can be done legislatively by government, negotiations by both employers and trade union, to ensure that we close that gap as quickly as possible and not wait for 120 years. And that can be done. And that's what people are working with, including the government.
Great catching up with you again. Shoo! Thanks very much for joining us on the program, Pito. And looking forward to you guys, well, maybe making the final, but you're going to have to work hard to knock over the Poms, that's for sure, in the semi-final next week. Good talking with you again. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Yeah, thank you.
Opito Williams-Seal, MP for Pacifica Affairs.